Some of Pakistan's Islamic schools are quietly resisting a government effort to regulate them. Pakistan's president, Pervez Musharraf, charges that some of the religious schools, known as madrasas, are breeding grounds for extremists. But as NPR's Steve Inskeep reports, changing the madrasa system will not be easy.
Pakistan's government wants to change the schools that educated some Taliban fighters. Afghans, Arabs, and even American John Walker learned an extreme version of Islam in Pakistani schools before crossing the border to Afghanistan. Now, Pakistani Interior Minister Moinuddin Haider wants to expel many foreign students unless they have permission from their home countries.
Anybody coming to Pakistan to seek religious education will have to be verified from their respective governments.
Some schools say they're complying, expelling hundreds of foreigners. But directors of several schools tell NPR they will ignore the order. One of the country's most influential teachers is Maulana Mohammad Hassan John in the border city of Peshawar. He's a polite man with a white beard and glasses. He's also a friend of Taliban leader Mullah Omar. He visited Omar after September 11 and still voices sympathy for the Taliban cause. 400 Afghan students study in his school in a gleaming white mosque. Maulana Hassan John says they will remain. There's no way the students can get permission from Afghanistan, he says. And these children are refugees. Where would they go if we didn't teach them? The expulsion of foreign students is challenging, but it may be simple compared to the reforms that Pakistan wants to make next. The government is trying to change what madrasas teach to millions of Pakistani children. The major textbook is, of course, the Quran. In many schools, the youngest students spend 3 to 4 years doing almost nothing but memorizing the holy book, from start to finish, in Arabic. The other day, a class full of students was reciting chapters of the Quran at the Jamia Frijia Madrasa in Islamabad. As a teacher led the chants, the students rocked back and forth in their seats. One of the school leaders says that soothing motion aids the memory. Madrasa Vice President Abdul Rashid Ghazi proudly describes his students as little human archives who could remember the book from beginning to end, even if all the world's printed copies were destroyed.
If there is one such child, he will dictate all of the Quran again.
As in most madrasas, the students live at the school. They sleep in the classrooms where they study, and their laundry hangs out to dry on the roof. In later years, the Jamia Frijia students may also take courses in English and geography. But Pakistani officials argue that students in some madrasas never learn very much about the modern world, and the government wants religious schools to broaden the curriculum. The education minister of the Northwest Frontier Province says many madrasa students aren't qualified to find jobs. Imtiaz Gilani says they're also vulnerable to the recruiting calls of extremist groups.
An uneducated bad guy is much worse than an educated so-called bad guy.
Gilani concedes that the curriculum of the religious schools might not be a problem, except that it's the only education that millions of students ever receive. In 1996, the government passed a law requiring that all children attend school, but officials acknowledge they've never enforced that law. The government has never paid to hire enough teachers or build enough schools to hold all of Pakistan's children. Gilani says many poor families send their children to madrasas instead.
Many parents feel that it is not worth their children's while to go into public sector schools, so might as well send them to a religious school in which the heaven is ensured, if nothing else.
By broadening the madrasas' course offerings, the government is hoping that religious schools will take over some of the burden of providing a liberal education. But the directors of many madrasas see the issue in stark terms. If students spend too much time studying history or languages, they will spend less time studying the Quran. In Islamabad, Madrasa Vice President Abdul Rashid Ghazi says his school intends to produce religious specialists, the same way that a medical school produces doctors.
Our target is to create such people who are authority on Islam. It is not possible for us to include many other subjects.
Last fall, many madrasa leaders denounced the United States, the war in Afghanistan, and President Pervez Musharraf's role in it. Today, some of the same madrasa leaders speak diplomatically. They do not talk of defying President Musharraf or overthrowing him. They simply plan to slow down or ignore his reforms, preventing change for as long as they can. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Islamabad, Pakistan.